Sagt die Teure, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, this is Parsha, sagt der Heilige Teure, at Teusha, Ve'idabe Hashem Moshe Leimo, Dabe Obnei Yisrael, Leimo, Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zocha v'tama shiva ashram ki meni da tvoise titma. The Torah still teaches us the inyan of leidas zocha and the tumor that comes when a person is tame. The tumor that comes when a person, when a woman gives birth, even if she sees no blood, she becomes a tame. The Mefarshim Taka asks, what is the tumah taka of tumas yoledah, is what it's called, that when a woman gives birth to a child, that tumah goes upon her, and she becomes tummy for a certain amount of time. For a zohar, it's for 7 days. For an akeva, it's 14 days. The Forshim deal with what is the purpose, what is the in of this tumah, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was goys in the Torah that a tummy. Bishop, they saw blood. So we know a woman that sees blood, she becomes tummy, tumas nida. But a person that didn't see any blood, a woman that didn't see any blood, why is she tummy for? The Tziv has a Teret Ayin Shom. We have to understand it. Rashi brings the beginning of Tazria, Omer Rav Simloi, Kishem Shi Yitzirosu Shal Odom Achakol Be'emer Chaya Ve'oif B'mais of Reishis. Just like the Yitzira of a person is after Kol Chaya Be'emer Ve'oif in the Pais of the Pasha Shemini of Oisa, we talked about the in of the tumor that animals bring about. So just like in the creation, the Bria in the back in Tchilas Maisa Breishis, Adam was created last, so too in the Torah Shal Adam, Torah's Behem V'chayim V'oif, he was created last. It was spoken about last, it was spoken about afterwards. In sequence, first was Behemah and then Adam. What's the Hezber? And what's Rav Simloi coming to Mechadish by this? What is he coming to teach us this? Just like Yitzir, very nice. Omer Rav Simloi, just like, what's Rav Simloi coming to Mechadish to us? Reflect the Ber Yosef. Very nice. Read the Torah. Over there it says first, in Parshas Bereishis it says first, creation of everything else, and then it says the Adam. Here also, you figure out yourself, Omer Rav Simloi, Kishayim, just like, what's the Kishayim? And the third kasha we want to ask about side. The Torah continues in the next portion of Yom Hashmini Yimo B'Sar Olosa. On the eighth day, the person has to mal the B'Sar Olosa. What is the in of that falling mamash into the parasha, just thrown in to the parasha of Tumas Leida, Tumas Adam? What's the connection? First, talk about this taka. A very shver pasuk, and the Torah goes on to say how many days you tome and Torah again. But in the middle, by the later Zohar, start with the Tumah Zohar, and it says, so make sure you take off the B'Sar Olosa. So what's the connection? Some want to say because it comes because of the Tumah, but L'chor is very shver. So to Be'er Yosef, a big yisoid. Zot Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Simloi is coming to teach us that l'chayra it's a pella. It's a pella, Rabbi Simloi. What is this tumas adam different from all the tumah of behemah, Rabbi Simloi? By a behemah, all the other brias, the behemahs, the chayas, the oifos, everything that we have in the world, all these animals, l'chulam choyku mishpat kavua, they have a specific and set laws. Nothing changes. If he's tamei, if the behemoth comes tamei, it's a dead carcass that's tamei. It's a sheretz that's tamei. It remains tamei l'olam v'ed. The tumah remains, and yet we see by an adam, not that way. By an adam, we see that the tumah fluctuates. A person could be tamei today, and tomorrow he's tahor again. Tamei for a week, and then it becomes tahor. And yet, on the other hand, we see that the tumah of a person is more chomer than the tumah of adam in many ways. They are only mitam b'moisa. All these animals, once they become tamei b'moisa, when they're dead, dead carcass is tamei. A regular behemoth is not. When it dies, it becomes tamei. It's only tamei b'moisa when it dies. Now, adam can attract tumah and give off tumah even when he's alive. He's a live human being. He's tamei. He comes to die. He also says Thomas Mace. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the person was created last, at the end. Why? That all Maisa Bracious should be found in the Adam. Everything everything that was created in the world, the human being was created last. You know why? That everything that was created beforehand should all be infused into that human being that's created afterwards. Every tchunet, every characteristic trait, every type of species. And then Rabbi Chanan speaks about, that's why you see when a human taka is not in control of himself, he's worse than chayz. He could be mamish. You saw Rahman's of the nut. They went out of them insane. They're worse than the behemoths because they have all the tunas, the lion, the tiger, the bear. It's all inside the human being. He could be a raging maniac, savagely destroying and tearing apart humans, cannibals. Pass me an eyeball, Larry. You have any ears? Come on, I like crunchy ears. Roast them well with the meat. Stomach meat. I like to have roasted ears. French fries. Pass the ketchup. What's the pshat? Because the human being, the emes could be an emes animal because he has all those chalokim of the Zohar Kodesh in it. That's what on a Torah Akdosha, without a Torah that controls us, we'd be tackle, we'd be mamish, ferocious animals. But all those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matzbiya, he put it into the human being. Each one has its own koyach, Hashem created a human being from those koyaches. The Nefesh HaChaim says, though, but before. Nefesh HaChaim says that before the chait of Adam HaRishon, they be'etzim only had the Kohes HaKdusha Bilvad. After the chait, all the Kohes HaTumah, all the Tumah that came in, that was in the Briah, also came in. They both took Kohes, but it was all Kohes HaTaira, Kedusha before the chait. Once the chait, the Adam ate the chait, and he brought the Zuam of the Noah, everything came in. So the Nefesh HaChaim, all the kochas of tumah became an urim inside. So there, la'ach achen is arvo kam kochas of tumah v'ara, me'oz nignura irvuv yegedoy lebe ma'isov, shekom ma'isei ha'odem mishtana mi'oz le'itim kroa mi'oid, and misafir to'o mi'toiv l'ra. That's when everything came, a mishmash, a bilbo. That even good ma'isim, before it was only good. Afterwards, everything in the Bible has good, bad. Even when he does good, is bad, and the good is loy l'shma. Everything became one big. Nothing could be told to be sure. And this was Be'er Yosef's mas, but why? The Adam is mishtana. kemishtana, always from toiv to ra, to ra to toiv. The Odom has this irvuvia, he has this mixture of all these klichas of tumah and tire. He has this tremendous mixture inside of him. And therefore it's always changing over. It's always changing from step to step, from stage to stage. Every min, every species, every animal species in the animal kingdom, of all the different creepy crawling objects in the world, there you have a specific koyach b'efnei atzmon. That's the koyach. There's no mixture there. So therefore, they remain straight. They're not going fluctuating up and down. They stay with that koyach. When it goes out, they die. Then toma. The Adam is b'urah from so many koyachas. There's so many different things revolving and running around inside of us. All the koyachas are toma that's inside of us. And all those koyachas together is what creates the abuvia, the mixture, the inconsistency of a person. And that's why in Etzem Metzias of Boisat, he fluctuates. He can go from Tumah to Taira, to Tumah to Taira. That's what Rabbi Samuel is saying to the Pei Yosef Moiridik. Kishem shi yitzirozo shal Adam ha'cha kochai v'hoifa. Just because he's like, he's after each one. Kach, Toirosai. That's why his Torah is Tumah v'Taira is after. So up there, Moiridik. Why is it fluctuating? Why is his Torah's Tumah and Taira different? Because he was created last. And he hasn't sort of all these different koyachas working on Baksa. He's struggling. And he's working on all these koyachas. And that's why we see the Ishtanas of Baksa. We see some people that the Pashash Mulevitz calls it Ha'or v'achor shal mishtam shal b'yachad. The light and darkness are working at the same time. So what's the Eitz of Baksa? What's the Eitzah? The first Yisoy that a person has to know, we have to cut it short, this Bamincha, is the Koyach of the Isha that creates Tumah. I once saw somewhere from Adam that he wanted to tie it because the woman has it because she was holding inside of herself a human flesh, and now that left her. She was in the process of creating all the time, and she lost that koyach. When a person loses something, when a person is missing something, there's where the tumah comes from. She was a creator in a certain way, and that gave birth to that child that left her. She's left with the absence. That absence is the Tumah, Rabbi. And therefore, that could be the Tumah Taleida. The man, mensch, has to know, and that's the Koyach, what the Torah wants to teach us. That the Koyach of creating, the Koyach of establishing, the Koyach of producing, is what every person has. A person has the Koyach to be a creator and a mixas. The Gemara says, Shloisha Shutfin Ba'adam, the Marba Batra. The Gemara Nida, a person is a creator in a certain way. Mishatif and Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of a human. And when a person loses that koyach, the Torah wants to remind there's a koyach atumah here. The koyach is absent right now. You have to realize that you had the koyach and you lost it. But the Torah wants to tell us over Yom Hashmini Yimo B'Sar Olasai. The Torah wants to remind this to us. That we have the koyachos within us to perfect ourselves, to become greater people. What is that? To machlish the koyach atumah over yom hashmini yimol b'sar olasa. The koyach of bris milah. The koyach of bris milah is to subjugate all the koyachos that I have and subjugate them to HaKadosh Baruch. The Chinuch says that the reason why we do the Milah, that Eivor is the Eivor that represents Taiva. And we do a Bris Milah to subjugate the Koyachas at Taiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that way, that's the way we control ourselves. That's the Yisoid. The Yisoid of Bris Milah, what it's doing in this parish is that the Tumah comes because there's a Revuvio, we're saying, with Yidu Ben Yosef. There's this mixture. There's this fluctuating metzias of a mensch, and he's made up of so many different parts of koyachas inside of him that comes from the koyachas of Bria. And all those are taka koyachas working hand in hand to pull him this way and to that way, with this taiva and with that. Also says the Torah, you know how to take care of that taiva, those koyachas of tuma. Subjugate those koyachas to HaKadosh Baruch. If they're under HaKadosh Baruch's control, if they're not under control of your own human self, of those physical koyachas, but those koyachas are subjugated to HaKadosh Baruch, if you designate and donate and show HaKadosh Baruch that they're shaykh to Him, they're on His jurisdiction, they're HaKadosh Baruch's, which is true behemoth. I'm not a bialim of myself. I'm on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bialim. I'm in heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, a person can control. He's under control. He's able to control himself. He's able to handle the pressures and the irbuvia, the mixture, and the bilbul that all the koyachas that he has when Tzara I'm not trying to represent. And this is what we have to know, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah, of course, says you have the koyach within you to handle yourself, to take control of yourself. At that young age, at 8 days old, teach him the lesson. Show him that it's under his bios. How? By subjugating to HaKadosh Baruch. That's the soid, Rabbi Yisrael. But the person has to know another tifa vort over here. But I said, this is for the beginning of this man. A person, every bacha knows that kol, the Chazal tells, kol aschol is cautious. The beginning is usually hard. So we know the Rav Sharmig or Shlita used to always ask the kasha. We know if at the beginning is not so hard. The beginning starts off with a bread. We get into it. A few days down, it gets hard. So you could say everything that's really about schola. But Rav Sharmig used to say a word that everything what chos means kasha means the haschola that's done with an approach that everything's I'm a kabbal from the beginning. It's all nuch kol. It's all nichlal. It's all encompassed by the haschola. That haschola is difficult. But what comes difficult, Rabbi said, b'derech klal, a person in his avodas Hashem, especially in the yeshiva, what's very difficult for him is the bumps. Is the oil of yoyret, carbon oil of yoyret, manage nogei lemaisa. The oil of yoyret, the ups and downs. Many bochum, the beginning of this man, like I said, starts off gvaldik. But what happens is they get into this rut and they feel, oh, hey, you know, it's not so good, I'm falling. I saw from Avolbit, the shame of Avolbit, he was once going on a train, he wrote to his son a letter. He had an article about Avolbit, and the son said that he wrote him a postcard. He was on the train, he said, you know, I've traveled on the train and the plane, and what's the difference between a train and a plane? So he said, a Gavaldika uptight, he said, a train travel straight the whole time. I remember I went now to Manchester by train and back. So Valdik, I sat in the train for 2 hours, sit there on a table. I didn't have a table. They were going back at a table. I was writing some shetoyra. Sat there. I didn't feel. Come out. Didn't feel anything. So I said, "Well, it was much unbelievable." I didn't feel anything. A plane. Everybody jet lag. This lag. That lag. You know, 3 weeks of this month. Jet lag. Everybody jet lag. You know, still holding by jet lag. I don't know if it's jet lag, it's only, you know, something else maybe, but not jet lag. Anyway, but Lemaisa, it's iPod lag, I think they call it. But anyway, Lemaisa, but he's dealing with jet lag, you know, he's holding jet lag 3 weeks, you know, his slave's mind, he's holding jet lag. But anyway, but Lemaisa, he said of a type like this, it goes on a constant straight, a plane, he says, is not that way. Because when you're flying high, when you're going up, you got to experience Elias and Yeridus. When a person's going up, see, in personal growth, you can learn a lesson. When a person's going up, when you're going up, Rabbi Isaac, when you're flying high, you're going to have Elias and Yeridus. You're going to have bumpy. It's going to be bumpy. You're going to have ups and downs. The plane goes ups and downs, it bobbles, it goes here and there, and then it soars far forward. In order to soar forward, in order to go, that's what life's about. The Torah is telling us that. A human being has tumah of the Torah. So the metzias of a human being is that there's ups and downs. There's aliyas viridas. That's the chetz of a man, Shabbosai. He has so many mekorchas, and that because of that, he's going to have times of aliyah and yerida. You have to know that, Meikor. Rav Chaim Volozhin wrote it to his Talmidim from Yeshiva, Volozhin. And he said that the Talmidim are always, even in his time, you have to realize you're going to have aliyahs and yeridas. And when you're in yerida, you think that it's the end of the world, but it's not true. The aliyah is coming soon. There's a mitzvah that you have to go down sometimes in order to go up. And a person has to know this from the beginning, because in the beginning he's soaring, but he gets to sometime and a week later, he has a little bit of urethra. And then he thinks, oh, it's terrible. It's not true. That's the natural tendency of a human being. A behemoth is not going anywhere. That's why it means then he has the same tumor. A human being is going up and down always. He's constantly fighting to move up, and since he's trying to go up, there's going to be falling backwards also. But it's the natural process. Yerida is Letzorech Ali, as the Gemara calls it. This is what we have to know deep down inside of us. The tumor that a person goes through. If the tremendous Aliyah, the woman, one of the greatest matzav to have a child, she goes into a state of tumor. But that tumor eventually is going to bring about another state of Tahira, to again to be able to be somebody who is a creator and a Boyri. We have to know that always. You never have to be miyayish from the matzvah. It's going to look shverer. Be I had it to be a tkufa, a yerida. Okay, yeah, the yerida. We don't hope for the yeridas, but there will be yeridas. But know that coming soon will be that aliyah again. And so if you keep bumping them up until finally you soar high and continue on that way, aliyah oyla lamayla mayla, become emes tamachochem and em bantor hamiti yirotzush bizoicha the shtayt become emes b'nei toira b'nachas tavoyoyim.